What if the reason your business isn't scaling has nothing to do with your ambition and everything to do with your back-end systems not being built to hold the growth you've already earned? Right now, we're watching a massive shift happen in the SaaS and service business world. Founders between $200,000 and $800,000 in revenue are sitting on full pipelines, ready investors, and real demand, but their operations are the bottleneck. We Optivize. LLC calls this the operational trap. And in 2025, with AI tools accelerating faster than most founders can adapt, the gap between those who've built infrastructure and those who haven't is widening fast. First, execution is the new competitive advantage. There's an old strategic concept worth stealing. Choose, move, or lose. The bottleneck for most service businesses isn't vision or leads. It's the ability to select, approve, and act with discipline. When your processes aren't documented and your roles aren't defined, opportunity shows up and you literally can't convert it into sustainable revenue. That's not a sales problem. That's a systems problem. Second, enterprise companies build capacity before they need it. LG Electronics just expanded manufacturing in Vietnam to 6,500 tons annually, not because demand overwhelmed them, but because they architected ahead of the curve. That's the mindset shift. Scale isn't something you scramble toward. It's something you build on purpose, before the volume arrives. Third, building revenue without building systems is a liability. The legal battle over Chadwick Boseman's estate, his brothers fighting to remove his widow from control of a $387 million legacy, happened partly because there was no will, no foundational documentation. In business, the parallel is brutal. When a key team member leaves, a client relationship breaks down, or the founder steps away, undocumented operations don't just slow things down, they unravel. Here's what you do with this today. Open whatever tool you use to manage your team. Notion, a Google Doc, anything, and write down the three most repetitive tasks in your business. Those are your first automation targets. Structure those workflows before your next growth push. That one move is how scaling stops feeling like a sprint and starts feeling like a system. Read the full article on the Midas blog at agentmidas.xyz. And if you want I generated content like this for your business every single morning. Start your free trial at agentmidas.xyz.